Our guest at the cafe this morning is our personal technology commentator, Jeremy Gomez, who now has the title of Interim Chief Information Officer for Texas A&M Commerce. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, reasonably well, Jeremy. Thanks. Of course, we're going to be talking about people working from home, which has very much been going on over the past several weeks and still is, and I suppose that's changed somewhat. It's an article that we both looked at, and the thing is, it refers in the first line of this article as working from home as the new normal, and of course that's not true for everyone by any means, but for a lot of people, is this just going to continue? Jeremy, do you think a lot of people will just continue to work from home?
You know, I think as a society, we'll definitely see on the rise more businesses trying to maybe look at this model and say, okay, does this fit our business need? And is it possible to set up our employees with the right equipment and the right technology for success? And I think it's just a good time to at least evaluate it. The new normal, like they say, is here, but we honestly don't know what that new normal looks like yeah. Moving forward even yet. So yeah. It's just like technology. The thing is, this type of concept is going to be constantly evolving.
Yeah. Well, that covers the new normal covers a lot of territory, doesn't it? And it is hard. It is hard to say just exactly what that means, given whatever particular situation is. One thing that point that is made in this article I hadn't given much thought to is the ergonomics, the furniture and so forth at home may not really be suitable for a work environment. And
absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm guessing a lot of businesses have not paid for office furniture for all of their folks who are at home, but that may be something that starts to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you might start seeing the trend as opposed to what they're going to put on-prem, on the premises of their business, to maybe focusing efforts and shifting their resources to providing these types of what I would consider still technology needs. Yes, we're talking a type of ergonomic chair or a desk of some sort or a workstation. That in its bare self is still considered, in my book, probably some sort of technology. It might not be our cables and zeros and ones, but it is still part of what increases efficiency. And so that's one thing that you definitely will still have to think about if you see this trend of letting people still have that remote work from home type of mentality, is what is it that we're going to need to make sure that we provide our employees technology-wise for success.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Jeremy Gomez, and Jeremy is now Interim Chief Information Officer for A&M Commerce. Of course, apart from office furniture and that kind of thing, I would think maybe more immediately, companies will be looking at the type of computer and the type of infrastructure so on that people have at home, and that may be a more obvious pressing concern.
Absolutely, you have to take in consideration the connectivity and the bandwidth that you have in your personal residence, and that you would be saying, okay, wait a minute, if I'm going to be working from home, how does that translate into being provided by my business or by my employer? Another thing to think about is not just from a personal bandwidth standpoint, but can the company or the business support VPN access, and do we have the infrastructure to hit and be able to hit our secure networks and servers? And so those are things that they also have to be concerned about. Mm-hmm. And from a technology standpoint, from working at home, yes, we're talking furniture and desks and things like that and chairs, but just what are the effects of having a earbud or some type of headset on throughout the day? Is that comfortable? Is that something that we need to look at? But also providing those peripherals for work at home, again, to make it easier.
Yeah. So, there's a mention in this article of work-life balance expectations, mm-hmm. and it doesn't really mention child care, but especially yeah. during this this coronavirus thing, I marvel at how people have been able to, and I'm sure it's difficult, to balance working from home and then the kids being home from school and dealing with them as well. That's asking a lot of someone.
Yeah, I'm a first-hand witness of the struggle is real. Plus my wife for being able to do what she does. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But you know, you're absolutely right. And having that work-life balance is going to be something where it's almost, I don't want to say opposite end of spectrums, but it is harder to find that balance, especially if you're going to be dedicated to working at home and also being able to say, okay, I need to step away. And that in itself takes mental and intentional thought. And that is something where, we might not have as much training or opportunity to learn about some of that. And you're going to start seeing maybe some of that information be more incorporated into the professional development for and companies and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, it is very, you have some people that say, and I get it, I truly do, people that say, man, you know, I am more busy and more focused at working from home and forgetting to actually take a 10-minute break or getting up to go get the items that I've gotten from the printer, you know.
Jeremy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
Hey, anytime. Thank you very much.
Jeremy Gomez, our personal technology commentator and A&M Commerce Interim Chief Information Officer. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.